another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. And today our show is going to be about the Kiwigrass Festival that we have just had at the Mighty River Domain, just south of Cambridge in New Zealand. It's a beautiful site where all the rowing takes place in the North Island of New Zealand, or most of the rowing, I should say. It's a wonderful lake that's been created by a hydro dam. And we have the Sir Don Rowland Centre, which is a great big building with an auditorium just the right size for a bluegrass concert. And we've had a wonderful weekend of bluegrass music. And we're very aware that most of you all around the world aren't able to have some of these events. And we felt very privileged to be able to do this in New Zealand. We had some great musicians from all over New Zealand playing at the festival. And today's show is going to be all about some of the music that you might have heard at the festival. I have CDs from some of the bands. I have just knowledge of the songs from about others. So there's going to be a bit of a variety in here that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. But one of the bands that I'm sure you would have liked was a young band, You Me Everybody, featuring the wonderful Lawrence Frangos Rhodes on guitar and vocals, his younger brother Sam on mandolin, fiddle and vocals. These Rhodes boys, still teenagers and playing wonderful music. James Gaelic on double bass, Nat Talkington from the Pippi Pickers on banjo, and Kim Bonington on vocals. And they were playing some top class bluegrass music. And from their album, You, Me, Everybody, sounds like this, a song called Gone.
Cities these days, they all look the same. It's like one is the other with a different name. Reflection of society, living that day. Oh, I'll be back all the same. Yeah, cause I'm gone. Gone for not so long. I'll be back again all the same. But today I cannot stay. Once you're on the road, there's an aching in your heart, tearing you apart. Won't you take all the doubt and throw it all away? Yeah, you'll be back all the same. Because you're gone, gone for not so long. You'll be back again all the same. But today you cannot stay. Bottle starts off empty with nothing inside, but maybe one day it could be filled with fine wine. But when will that happen? Or if it's meant to be, who am I to judge fittingly? Because I'm gone, gone for not so long. I'll be back again all the same, but today I cannot stay. because I'm gone. Gone for not so long. I'll be back again all the same. But today I cannot stay. Because I'm gone. Gone for not so long. I'll be back again all the same. But today I cannot stay.
They were a great band, and the crowd really enjoyed the playing that these young guys did. And big variety of music at the festival, as always at a bluegrass festival. And if you wandered around the camping grounds, there's lots of camper vans, mobile homes, little dome tents and trailers with enough room for one or two people in them. And people bought their instruments and sat around picking, as you do at festivals. And one of the songs you might have heard was the old song called Bylam Cabbage Down. It's a great old song, and you think, what on earth is that song all about? I remember seeing the Dillards play it when they were fulfilling the role of the Darling Boys on the Andy Griffith Show, and they did it, and that was a song that made the girl weep, I remember. But it's a great tune for learning. It's a one you can teach your young banjo players and fiddle players and mandolin players to play the melody, because it's a real simple melody. Boil Them Cabbage Down, I looked it up in Wikipedia, and hoe cakes, bake the hoe cakes brown. The hoe cakes are small cornmeal cakes that were baked over a fire on the blade of a hoe, and a breakfast of hoe cakes and cabbage soup. So you boil the cabbage down, get some soup out of it, testify to the humble origins of this song. And the song is originally associated with African slaves brought into the USA many, many years ago, and it's a real folk classic, but it makes a great bluegrass tune. And here's Don Stover, Chubby Anthony, and Mr. Lilly to play it for you. You might have heard this.
All right, here's an old-time tune we all know and we all love, a old-timer called Bile Them Cabbage Down.
Bile Them Cabbage Down, bake them all, get brown. Only song that I can sing is Bile Them Cabbage Down.
I bought my girl a bicycle, she learned to ride it well. She ran into a telephone pole and busted all to pieces.
Bottom cabbage down, make them all get brown. Only song that I can sing, bottom cabbage down.
Grandpa had a muley cow, she's muley when she was born. It took a jaybird 40 years to fly from horn to horn.
Bottom cabbage down, big mole get brown. Only song that I can sing, bottom cabbage down.
Grandpa had a setting hen, he set her as you know. Set her on three buzzard eggs, she hatched out one old crow.
Bottom cabbage down, big old get brown. All the song that I can sing, bottom cabbage down. Bottom cabbage down, big old get brown. Only song that I can sing, bottom cabbage down.
Well, I bet you've heard songs like that played at jam sessions before, and it's a great tune to learn, believe me. Well, we were fortunate to have at the festival one of New Zealand's great bluegrass musicians, and that's B.B. Bonus, Catherine Bonus. was there with Alex Rubin, and they got into the country because Catherine comes from New Zealand, and they managed to come out and visit some family. They flew to New Zealand, did their 2 weeks of managed isolation to keep make sure that they were COVID-free. They got out just in time for the festival, and it was lovely to have them at the festival. BB is a wonderful banjo player. Alex, a great guitarist. They were just the duo there, but BB is perhaps better known for playing with the band Mile 12, based in Boston. And from their album onwards, I'm going to play one of her instrumentals, Wickwire, that just demonstrates the sort of banjo playing that BB does these days. Wonderful tune. Neat to have them there. Lovely people, and everyone really enjoyed talking to them at Kiwigrass. Here's Wickwa.
You're listening to the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
Was the band Mile 12 with the tune Wickwire featuring BB Bonus, who is at the Kiwigrass Festival. We're having a program that's talking about the Kiwigrass Festival that's just been on in just south of Hamilton, New Zealand, about half an hour's drive south of Hamilton, New Zealand, on the site of a lovely lake. And all the time that the festival was going on, there were water activities happening out there, people in little zip-arounds, what do they call them, sort of those motor scooters on the water. There were people in rowing skiffs, there were people in little yachts sailing, and kids swimming down on the shore, and you could sit and watch that and listen to the bluegrass music. The cafe was serving food as fast as they could possibly get it out, and the crowd was sitting there, and we had a walk-up tent there that people could go and play some informal music there. So it was a great sight, and all that is organised by Janine Abarbanel of the Pippi Pickers. And the Pippi Pickers, of course, are a great band. You've heard them on this show lots of times, and Janine plays bass, does most of the lead singing for them, and organises great bluegrass festivals. And here they are doing a tune called Rain in Durango. Here's the organizers and the basis of the Kiwigrass Festival, the Pippi Pickers.
She's a long way from Houston, long way from Memo, Texas Blue. She came down from Telluride on a steam train bound for somewhere new. There's a rainbow on a mountainside, she's waiting on that sun to shine on through. Ooh. You wouldn't know the tears for the rain if you ain't walked in her booth. Standing in the rain, in Durango, right side or wrong, wrong side of gone. Standing in the rain, in the rain. Oh, she's just waiting on some cowboy to lasso her heart and take her home. Dancing in a tie-dye dress. And then a Rocky Mountain rain came, and they all got soaking wet. Somehow she wound up with a backstage pass, hanging with the pickers in the bay. Until her heart got broken by a banjo man, now she's at all the bluegrass she can't stand. Right side of wrong, wrong side of gone. Standing in the rain, oh. She's just waiting on some cowboy to lasso her heart and take her home. She was just looking for a ride. She had all her belongings in a cardboard suitcase sitting by her side. Then he pulled up in a Mustang, she climbed in and they just rode away. Heading west into the sunset, mascara running down her face. Right side of wrong, wrong side of gone. Standing in the rain, oh. She's just waiting on some cowboy to lasso her heart. Standing in the rain, oh. Right side of wrong, wrong side of gone. Standing in the rain, oh. She's just waiting on some cowboy to lasso her heart and take her home.
the Pippi Pickers. And you would have heard them doing that song if you'd been at Kiwigrass. I realise that many of you couldn't get across to New Zealand for it, but never mind, maybe next year, and I can recommend it as a festival. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, and we're talking about the Kiwigrass Festival that we've just had this past weekend. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, and they were out at the festival too. They had a range of resophonic guitars, of mandolins and regular guitars, and I think a couple of banjos out at the festival, and it was good to see them there. There were several guitar makers. Johan van der Gaag, Peter Badil was there, Jack McKenzie was there, and lovely instruments there for sale. But Shearer's specialise in everything musical in Hamilton, and they're the ones to go and see. And if you go and see them, you might get to talk to Chris Maiden. She was out there thoroughly enjoying the festival and sort of working in the shop. And because she's such a great singer, I got her on stage when we were doing the gospel sing-alongs, and she was leading part of the sing-alongs and doing a fine job of it with absolutely no warning. So thanks very much, Chris. One of the songs that was done at the festival is one called Bluegrass Heaven, done by a band called Wires and Wood. You've heard them on Back Porch Bluegrass before. And this song was written by their bass player, Gary Trotman, who writes really good songs. Wires and Wood, Brian Christensen on banjo, Dave Warren on guitar, Michael Young on mandolin, and Gary Trotman on bass, and occasionally a bit of dobro from Reed Hudson, or some bass from either Lott or Alex Healy. Great music they played. They've been a bassist of bluegrass music in Auckland for many, many years. But here's this great song, Bluegrass Heaven. It'd work anywhere in the world. Goes like this.
Head on out to where the grass is blue. We'll head on out to where the grass is blue. Better thing to do.
Wood singing Bluegrass Heaven for you. If you're walking around the campsite, you might have heard a bit of banjo picking and fiddle playing like this. Clawhammer banjo, lots of people playing that, and it sounds great.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theater to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
We now continue with the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
Some fine old time music there. We had people like Helena and Cotton Daisy Backstep and Dave Kahn and Dave Ward picking clawhammer type banjos, and all sounded great. One of the hits of the festival, of course, was Hot Diggity, which is our all woman bluegrass band. Deborah McKenzie on guitar and vocals, Heather Carrigan on mandolin and vocals, and Janine Barbanel on double bass and vocals, Chrissy Jackson on fiddle and vocals, Sue Drake on banjo and vocals, and five women playing some great bluegrass music, beautifully dressed, and the crowd loved them. Their songs were really good. They wrote their own songs. The one I've selected, one of the songs that they did at the festival, Stop, is written by Deborah McKenzie, and yes, she gets to sing lead on this one. And this was a good song at the festival. I think it was the Sunday afternoon concert they played this.
My ladies with the hammers.
This is John Kanowski from Awonga, California, and you are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with your host, Paul Trenworth.
One, two, three, four.
Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love.
Riding the night on a high cold wind, on the trail of that old lonesome pine. Thinking of you, feeling so blue, wondering why I left you behind.
Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love.
Remember the night we strolled down the lane, our hearts were so happy then. You whispered to me as you held me tight, thought that night would never end.
Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love.
Well, that, of course, was the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That was one of the songs we did in the afternoon concert. We got to spot there, and it was good fun playing. We had the full band up on stage, and we did lots of great music, I thought. And such a pleasure being able to play at a festival like that near your hometown. We had wonderful sound at the festival provided by Paul Krippner. He works really hard and sits there and monitors the microphones, very live, central mic that picked up just about everything on stage, and just with a little couple of focus mics out at each side for banjos and mandolins and fiddles who play at the extremity of the band. And it just felt really great on stage and made it very easy to put on a good performance. So this is, I'm having a great time just thinking about the last weekend, and I hope you're enjoying it too. This is the sort of music you might have heard around the campsite, people playing tunes that they know together. Bill Cheatham is a great fun tune to play on fiddle or on mandolin or on banjo and maybe the other instruments too. I never tried it. I could never play it on guitar, and fiddle is right out of my league too. But here's Frank Wakefield and Red Allen playing Bill Cheatham, and you might have heard something like this. Great version of Bill Cheatham there going on there with Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, and some other great musicians who aren't named on the CD that I've got that on, and I must do some research and find out. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. Hope you enjoyed the show that we did last week. It was the one that was in tribute to Colleen Trendworth and her fine legacy of music. And it was a fairly hard show to put together. So that's why I thought I'd feature Kiwi Grass on this show. It's just a little bit easier to put together. And we'll do the second part of the tribute to Colleen Trendworth and her music just in a few weeks' time when I've gathered my wits about me again and find it easy to sit in front of the microphone and talk about it. Oh, there's a bunch of us old-timers who really like the music and the songs of Mac Wiseman. I'm one, and Todd from the Melling Station Boys is another one. And we each did songs from Mac's repertoire in the gospel concert. And he did By the Side of the Road, which is one of my all-time favourites. And I might have done that song if the Melling Station Boys hadn't done it. But instead, I did Little White Church. And here's Walt Kreider singing from the albums Walt Sings Mac, a tribute to Mac Wiseman, The Voice with the Heart, sung by Walt Kreider. And he does a great job. And here he is doing Little White Church.
You're listening to The Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
There's a little white church in the valley that stands in my memory each day. And it seems I can hear the bells now ring, though I am many miles away. And many times in church on Sunday morning, the whole countryside would gather there. They would all kneel down by the altar as they lifted up their voice in prayer. Oh, the church in the valley, that little white church is the place I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely, for that little white church in the dell. They would sing the old song, Rock of Ages, Christ, let me hide myself in thee. And I know some of them are now waiting just over the dark and stormy sea. I know their troubles have all ended, and happy forever they will be. They are waiting and watching up yonder for the coming home of you and me. Oh, the church in the valley, that little white church is the place I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely, for that little white church in the dell. So well, now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely for that little white church in the dell.
Oh, some great bluegrass there from Walt Kreider and Mac Wiseman. I just always loved the way he approached his songs, and his choice of material was usually pretty good. He had a few odd choices, but he did such a wide range of music. I think that was why. Ah, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say a big hi to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This show starts at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and is beamed around New Zealand at different times throughout the following weeks. And also the access radio stations in Canada join with us. And a big hi to all you folk. Thank you very much for listening all over Canada, there's people listening to Back Porch Bluegrass at some time or other. And the folks who listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio, thank you very much. And I get some emails and messages from you. Thank you very much for those. They're much appreciated. The people who do the podcast downloading, thank you very much for doing that. Lots of people seem to like Back Porch Bluegrass, and that's great. I'm pleased about that. Every time I go to prepare a show, I think of the sort of people that might be listening, and I wonder if they'll like this. So a bit of thought goes into it. What are we going to have? We're going to have a banjo tune now. One of the Sunday morning concerts that we had was called My Paul's Birthday Concert, although this year, my birthday didn't fall on the Sunday. But we still had my birthday concert. And for that, I featured some of the playing of my students. And the kids brought along their mandolins and their banjos and played dobros and played tunes that you may well have enjoyed if you'd been there. And one of the banjo tunes that we learn is Bill Emerson's Theme Time. And young Malachi Belcher played this one. He sounded a little bit like this. Here comes Bill Emerson playing Theme Time from the album Home of the Red Fox. Great tune. Isn't that a great tune? That was Bill Emerson playing, but young Malachi did a fine job of it, but I certainly didn't do a guitar break like Tony Rice did on it. If you're at the gospel concert, you probably would have heard a tune like this. You've got to have this song at a gospel concert.
One bright morning when life is over, I'll fly away to the home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. been the shadows of this life have gone now.
Fly away.
Like a bird from prison bars has flown. How
fly away.
Version of I'll Fly Away was played by the Mysterious Redbirds at a great old-timey version of that song. Hamilton County got to play in the last afternoon concert and it was pretty special. We enjoyed playing and one of the tunes that we feature in the in our program often is Pam Finlay singing Ghost in This House, and it might have sounded a little bit like this. Here's Pam doing it from a recording she made a dozen years ago with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
I don't pick up the mail, I don't pick up the phone, I don't answer the door, I'd just soon be alone. I don't keep this place up, I just keep the lights down. I don't live in these rooms, I just rattle around. I'm just a ghost in this house, I'm just a shadow. Damage, heartbreak, does.
thanks very much, Pam. She always does a wonderful job of singing that song, and it's a great song to have in the program. I tell you, it really breaks things up, and everyone's very attentive listening to it. It's wonderful. You've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with me, your host, Paul Trendworth, and we've been talking about the Kiwigrass Festival that was just held this last weekend, and Mighty River Domain in Karapiro in south of Cambridge, New Zealand. And we had a great time, wonderful weather, great food trucks, excellent music, excellent people, and lots of music going on. And I'm going to take it out with one of those tunes that everyone gets to jam on. If you're learning an instrument, you need to learn this tune. It's one called St. Anne's Reel. Thanks very much for listening. Tune in again next week, however you do it, on your radio or your podcast, and we'll have some more great bluegrass music. Here's St. Anne's Reel. Bye.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
CILU now presents the Earshot Top 20.
Counting down the 20 most played albums on campus community radio in Canada according to earshot-online.com. You're listening to the Earshot 20 with your host, Bondo.
Welcome to another edition of the Earshot 20, where we are counting down the top 20 albums found on the National Top 50 chart at earshot-online.com for the week ending February 2nd, 2021. This week compiled by 22 campus and community radio stations across Canada, some of whom are the airing partners of the show. If you're new to Earshot, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, a project of the NCRA. So check out ncra.ca to see all the fantastic projects they're working on and supporting there, including the Earshot Distro, where Canadian artists and labels can upload music to be searched, reviewed, and downloaded by campus and community radio stations to be broadcasted across Canada. At earshot-online.com, you'll also find genre-specific charts, monthly and yearly charts, reviews, interviews, and a whole lot more. And you can also find out more about us, The Earshot 20, online at facebook.com/TheEarshot20, or shoot us an email anytime at earshot20@chsrfm.ca, because that is where this program is produced each week, CHSR 97.9 FM in Fredericton. So I'm your host this week. I am Bondo. Thank you once again for joining me while we count down the 20 most played albums in campus radio. And of course, we'll stick in a couple bonus tracks here and there too. But before we dive into the chart, we do say see you later to six albums this week. And holy moly, this chart is jumbled all over this week, which is fantastic. Lots of new positions, including a new number one. But first, we say see you later to Falcon Jane and the album Faith, which drops from number 20 just down to number 21, so we'll probably see her back up in the charts in the future. Lee Paradise with The Fink drops from number 16 down to number 23. Told Slant and the album Point the Flashlight and Walk drops from number 11 down to number 27. Yukon Blonde and Vindicator, that drops from number 8 down to number 29. William Prince, belated happy birthday. And the album Gospel First Nation drops from number 17 down to number 41. And Bash, EPK Ensemble, and their latest release, Future Past and Present, drops to number 13 to off the top 50 completely, but we will see their other EP in the top 20. So speaking of, let's jump right into it. And kicking off at number 20 this week is Tara Lightfoot and her album Consider the Speed from Sonic Onion. We're going to hear Ramblin' Rose, and last week we saw her at number 33, so it's really nice to see her back in the top 20 because I am in love with this. But new to the top 20 is Cecile Beleaf and the album Plucking a Cherry from the Void.